Welcome to Active Word with Bishop Ishmael Sam of the Loyalty House International, a denomination originating from United Denomination of Lighthouse Group of Churches, UDOLGC. Called of God, he ministers under the anointing of his father, Bishop Dagiwood Mills. Bishop Sam is the resident pastor of the Abbey Branch in Dawenia, off the Dawenia-Afienya Link Road. He oversees many churches both in Ghana and abroad. May the power of God be activated in your life today as you listen to Active Word. Welcome to Active Word.
Hallelujah. Oh, give the Lord a mighty round of applause. Wow. How many of you have learned to trust in the Lord through it all? Hallelujah. The Lord will maintain our testimony. Say amen. Please take your seats. This morning I want to encourage you with a scripture from Psalm 121. And then I would encourage you the whole of this week, make time to read it. I think it's a beautiful scripture. Hallelujah. Verses 5 to 8 says, "The Lord is thy keeper." Say amen. "And the Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand." Hallelujah. "The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night." Say amen. "The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul." Say amen. "The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forever." Put your hands together. The Lord, hallelujah. So the Lord is the keeper of our souls. And this morning, the testimony we are going to hear will tell you how God preserved the lives of two of our brethren. Hallelujah. And I see God preserving your life in the name of Jesus. So help me welcome Brother Engman as he shares his testimony. Please encourage him.
I lost control over the car.
He lost control.
So I could also see the fear on the face of my brother.
Wouldn't you be afraid?
I felt death.
Wow.
I felt death.
You saw death coming.
I saw death coming. And there I understood how death was, because I became lifeless.
Wow.
Yeah. I became lifeless.
Oh, I thought you would put your hands together. Hey, that he's standing here today. Wow.
But
you
to the glory
felt
of God,
lifeless.
After losing control over the car. But to the glory of God.
Hallelujah.
God
oh, church.
Of escape
put
for
your
us.
Hands together.
Hallelujah. He
for
made
the
a
Lord.
Way of escape.
Hallelujah.
For us. Hallelujah.
Wow.
But help you, do you care to know how he made the escape?
So you tell us how it happened.
What happened was that after we landed on the other lane,
okay,
there was no oncoming.
There was no oncoming. Oh, church. He shall preserve your soul. Hallelujah.
There was no oncoming vehicle.
And you were saying something about velocity, and
yes.
I think the art student would like to
yes.
know.
Yes, the velocity of the car. Yes. For the sake of the
are you a science student?
No, I did a little bit of Greek science.
Greek so science. Me... There's a science
yeah.
in it.
Yeah. There's a science, yeah.
So you did Greek science?
A little bit of Greek science.
At least.
I'm a business
even
student
me,
though.
I did social science. So I'm a science student.
Amen.
So what happened? The art student are ready.
We are supposed to run into a group of guys in a tent.
Based on the velocity.
The velocity, yes. Okay. The movement of the car, the speed and the direction in which it was
the
going.
The speed and the direction. I hope you are taking notes.
Yeah. We're supposed to run into a group of guys in the tent.
Okay.
In front of some packed fuel tankers
wow.
at the filling station.
Wow.
But just 3 feet away from the guys,
hey.
The vehicle stopped.
The vehicle on its own. Oh, church! Put your hands together for this great deliverance. Hey!
How it happened, I have no idea.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Mm. So people began to rush to the place.
Rush to?
Yeah, they were wow. shouting, "Charlie, what happened to you? What happened?" and stuff. You see other cars also parked
other
at the other side
packed.
Of the road.
They were
just
surprised.
Watching to see what will happen
wow.
next. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But to the glory of God.
Hallelujah.
You were preserved.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, church.
Church.
Put your
God,
hands together.
Preserved.
That he's
Hallelujah.
Standing here.
Amen.
Alive and well.
Today
what happened to the car?
Nothing also happened to the car.
What happened to the car?
Nothing.
Nothing happened to the car.
To the car.
Oh, church, appreciate
nothing
God.
To the
but what about you? Did you sustain any injuries?
No, well,
Wow. No injury.
No.
Moving from one lane to the other.
At all.
Wow. Oh, church.
The grace of God.
We're going to say something about today would have been what?
Today would have been the 1 week celebration.
1 week celebration.
Yeah.
And you are sitting down that he is standing here alive and well to the glory of God. Church, let's appreciate God for such a major deliverance. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Wow.
Amen.
Your testimony has encouraged me.
Church.
Hallelujah.
I must say, we are in a good place.
Wow.
We are in a good place.
We are in a good place.
Grace may come on our way to get us out of church.
Wow.
But I'm encouraging you, be planted, be rooted in the house of God. Bible says in Ecclesiastes chapter 10 verse 4 that the spirit of a ruler may rise against thee. Maybe you may do something and you will be rebuked, but leave not thy place, because yielding pacifies great offenses.
Hallelujah.
And it's one of the
reasons
why. And
you said you believe that the prayers.
Yes, I remember at the 31st night.
At the 31st
into the
night.
Step, into the new year.
New year,
and also
January.
The Covenant Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Our
happened?
Prophet, our bishop.
Our pastor.
Prayed,
Bishop Sam.
Yes. Prayed for us.
Wow.
Over death.
How many of us remember the prayers Bishop prayed for us?
I'm a living testimony to that. Myself and my brother Andrew Sechambo.
You are here.
We are both
because of the prayers, the covering of our pastor Bishop.
That's
oh,
right.
Church, put your hands together that we are not standing here crying over the 1 week of their death, but they are here alive and well to the glory of God. The Lord shall preserve you in the name of Jesus.
Bishop, I want to say thank you.
Wow.
For your life and wow. Giving other opportunities.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you, church. Let's appreciate him with a clap offering. Hallelujah. Inti yembra day na danso zi no sorry dan yankopon ase. The wild bonon ban also last week kabibi kakre bin chobe bo one and a yanku bi and a wa small one work or tema. Also in the world driver and the woman there tanka bin and kwano do. What try the obo overtaken? Overtaken and a car and will lose control. Na car no move we call the other lane. But nyanku pona dum boni bia and turn hallelujah. Oh, na mi mde bobo won same. As I shall nyanku pone yum yam hallelujah. Into what's in there? Well, Jesus, pa there. Bishop Sam, name Pia Obomoyen, Debiano, no preserve one life. Where else where Jesus? No, no, bones, man, yami, hallelujah. So this morning, I want to encourage you that the Lord will keep you. He will keep your soul. He will keep your going out and your coming in. Remain in church, for there is a covering in the church. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
Anymore, don't text anymore. We don't love anymore. We're not happy anymore. We don't laugh anymore. Don't smile anymore. We don't kiss anymore. We don't touch anymore. We don't hug anymore. Oh God, help me. Now we have so many arguments to people who don't agree. We could have been happy together. We could have enjoyed each other. But there is no more love. So much mistrust and accusation. Oh God, I need the key to my heart. The key of humility. Oh God, help me please. I need to be humble and to flow. Don't wanna destroy my relationship. We're not close anymore. We don't talk anymore. We don't text anymore. Don't chat anymore. We don't love anymore. We're not happy anymore. We don't smile anymore. Don't laugh anymore. We don't kiss anymore. We don't hug anymore. We don't touch anymore. Oh God, help me, please. Whoa, 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 whoa. anymore. We don't talk anymore. We don't text anymore. Don't chat anymore. We don't smile anymore. We're not happy anymore. We don't laugh anymore. Don't love anymore. We don't kiss anymore. We don't touch anymore. We don't hug anymore. Oh, God, help me, please. Oh God, help me please. I need to be humble and slow. I don't wanna destroy my relationship. We're not close anymore. We don't talk anymore. We don't hug anymore. Don't text anymore. We don't love more. We're not happy anymore. Anymore, don't hug anymore. We don't kiss anymore. We don't touch anymore. We don't love anymore. Oh God, help me, please.
Wow. I'm so surprised that, as you say, we don't touch anymore. We don't kiss anymore. We don't hug anymore. It's rather those who are not supposed to hug and touch are the ones who are shouting. The husbands and wives are not shouting. Yeah. It's the husbands and wives who should be saying that, oh, and you start shouting.
Hallelujah.
But you see, you have to touch, you have to kiss, you have to hug in the context of marriage. Are you understand? Hallelujah.
Amen.
But you have to keep your relationships and God bless you.
Amen.
And that is why we have to come for the Valentine's Day program.
Valentine's
Day. You register for the Valentine's Day program.
MSA Valentine program.
Valentine is Thursday.
Valentine is Thursday.
But we'll have the couples dinner on Friday.
Nancy, you better dinner my for Friday.
Here, somewhere cool. So come with your spouse. Unbelievers are going to go to disco and do bad things. With their girlfriends and other people. Take your wife, your rare wife, and your rare husband. Not any side chick.
And yes, side chick, I know.
Which is not permissible. And come for the couple's dinner. Per head is 75 cedis. Don't tell me it's too much. Unbelievers are going to take their girlfriend. A bottle of pineapple juice.
could be $10 or something.
Pineapple juice or
they wouldn't mind. Try and spend on your spouse.
It's also
try and spend on your wife. And wife, try and spend on your husband's more. So that is so the tickets are being sold.
Yeah, turn tickets, no.
The tickets are being sold. Make sure at the close of the service.
Yeah, point, sorry now.
See any of the lady pastors and Natalie. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and yeah, make Natalie. Sure you register. And then the Saturday.
And on a Saturday, so.
Okay. The Saturday.
On a Saturday, so.
Is the singles mingle.
Hey, a singles mingle. I'm not worried.
Yeah.
I'm not worried.
There is no reason why you should not be married.
And since I won't say I won't worry.
And there are beautiful, somebody wrote a book, beautiful ones are not yet born. By here, the beautiful ones are born. They are already here.
I'm fellow hasi,
and the handsome ones are here. So come for singles mingle on Saturday. Many people are going to do this Valentine. They are going to use condoms. Condoms.
A bimu be use condom.
Condom prices are going to go high.
Condom walk out the cost.
Also, many bad things are going to happen. But you are not of the world. You are of God. So come and let have a proper Christian singles mingle. Where counselors will tell you how to choose a spouse. And then you'll be happy. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the price for that one also is how much? 20 cedis.
20 cedis.
Amen.
Amen.
To Valentine's Day. Please,
Muntie,
don't let anybody invite you the rare 14th of February to go to anywhere. Oh, just come and meet me here. Don't go. You may fall into sin. So come and let's celebrate the Christian way. And
you'll
be blessed. Amen.
Amen.
Wow. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you happy you came
when
to
church? You us, sorry.
Why don't you tell your friend, I'm happy I'm sitting next to you. Tell the person, you look so beautiful. You look so handsome. I'm so glad. Tell your why are you not laughing? Why are you not smiling? What is the problem? Tell the person, you have come to Jesus. You are not going back the same. You are going back blessed. So tell the person, smile. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Wonderful. The spirit of faith. I am continuing the series I started, hoping to end today. In the next few minutes, the spirit of faith. Our theme for the year is
expect series of victories.
Expect
a series of
say it like you believe. Expect
a series of victories.
And what is our main verse of scripture that we are using? Yes, say it.
1 John chapter 5, verse 4.
You see, some people have suddenly become watch your friend and see what the person. Some of you are referring to your tablet and your notes. Let's say it again. 1 John
chapter 5, verse 4.
What is it?
For whosoever is born of God overcometh the world.
Matilda.
And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith.
You see, your friend didn't say it. All of you must memorize this verse. Let's say it again. Put it on the screen so that Matilda and the rest who couldn't memorize can memorize from today. 1 John chapter
5,
verse 4. Let's all say it together.
For whosoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith.
Even our faith. And we have said that faith is going to be very important if we are going to walk in our series of victories. And we have spoke variously about faith. One of the things we have come to see is that faith
grows and increases.
Bible
says in Romans chapter 10 verse 17.
Romans 10 17.
That faith cometh. So then faith cometh. By hearing. So faith comes. You may not have faith today. But it can come. So that what you couldn't believe God for today. By tomorrow. Next week,
and next week,
faith can come for you to overcome. That's why you should always expose yourself to hearing the word of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And then we started talking about certain things about faith, the spirit of faith. And one of the things we said about the spirit of faith is that faith will flatten every mountain in life. Just recap the few ones that we have said. Faith will flatten every mountain in your life. Mark 11:22-23. And Jesus answering said unto them, have faith in God. Have faith in God. For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have some of the things he says. He shall have a few of the things. He shall have what? Whatsoever. Including anything. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So faith will flatten every mountain in your life. And a mountain in your life could stand for any difficulty or anything difficult that prevents you from walking in your victory. A mountain stops you from moving forward. And if you want to go somewhere, you meet a mountain. You realize that it will be difficult for you to go without climbing the mountain. So a few years ago, I went with a friend to
Mountain Afajato.
And we attempted to climb. We were confident that we could climb. But after a few steps, we all started panting like something. We couldn't breathe again. So we came down and we didn't go. It is not easy to climb a mountain. But from today, by faith, by the help of the Lord, everything that stands as a mountain in your life, you will be able to overcome in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
A mountain makes you feel like you have reached a dead end. But God is going to see you through. We also said about the spirit of faith. That faith will make you cross every river in your life. Hebrews 11:29. Faith will make you cross every river in your life. Anything that symbolizes trouble sometimes in your life is a river. And I don't know if you have seen some rivers in your life before. Trouble sometimes. But faith will make you cross every river. This year, there shall not be any river we will not cross. Nothing shall prevent us from getting to where we belong.
Hebrews 11:29.
By faith, they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, which the Egyptians are saying to do were drowned. Now, by ship.
Ship no more than more.
By submarine.
And a submarine no more the fame.
By what?
Then no more the fame.
By faith.
Or somebody GDN fame.
Somebody said, this is not a miracle.
We and yen century.
Because around the time that they crossed the Red Sea,
because
there was some strong easterly wind that blew.
None from a Kasibi fear prayer by.
And that is why they were able to
cross it.
And then mom with me, it can't happen.
I have two things to say about
your
that.
Your mama, you know,
if there's ever any such easterly wind,
says I'm from an ebo fi epo.
I thank God for that wind.
Yeah, the radio say
may that wind blow only when I get to the Red Sea.
Yes, I'm from an ebo fi epo. But say me do sa epo koko ni unchanya.
That any time I get to the any Red Sea,
said yeah, me do epo koko bi unchanya.
May that wind blow.
Sam from an ebo.
And then the second thing I will say is that.
Nani atos mi nuni say.
For why the wind didn't blow when the Egyptians got there?
They ain't in a, so from an enemy and Barbara Egypt also do
also makes it a miracle.
And also Tresay and
so when my enemies get to that place, where I have crossed,
you're preaching.
May it stop blowing.
My sound from an angel.
So even if you don't believe that it's a miracle,
century,
and you want to explain it by a geographical anything that
no,
happens,
so,
may it happen like that for me in times like that. But I want you to the Bible say by faith. Not by submarine. Not by geography.
And geography.
And by faith. A wind will blow. You cross any difficulty in your life. And when your enemies attempt to cross, to catch up with you, they will see that you serve a living God. If you believe it, say amen. What else did we talk about? Faith will make every wall come down. The spirit of faith, if you have it, will make every wall come down. Hebrews, it was a big wall. And they needed to overcome it. And they went to their God. And their God said that, look, this and this is what you should do. I've told you already, I won't go into it. When they did it, what happened?
Then you see,
the walls came tumbling down.
First one,
may every wall that has been a hindrance to your breakthrough come down in the name
first
of Jesus. Faith is believing what God has said. Believing what God has said. And we believe everything God has said in the Bible. That is why we call ourselves believers. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And how many of you are believers here? Now today, I want us to open our Bible to Genesis chapter 18.
Genesis 18.
Spirit of faith. Another important key. You see, faith will make you behave like a young person. It will give the energy of a young man. Old age will not affect you in anything you want to achieve. If you have faith, if you believe, hallelujah.
Amen.
Because young people are very energetic and happier, isn't it? And you don't have to be, as you grow, you don't have to be so sad looking. You don't have to look like you don't have energy. You know, in Ghana, when somebody is 50 years, as if he's 8 years. You see someone who is, when they are so somebody, that's how old are you? And the person was about 38 years. And I said, you look like your grandmother. The way you are dressed. The way you are behaving.
And he said, they are old, bro.
The way you are sitting down. The way you are doing all those things. When you age and you have faith, you will look energetic. And you be like a child. Children easily believe and accept. You know, many of us, we don't believe and accept. We have seen so many problems. There's a song like that. In the troubles I see, nobody knows the problems I've seen. You have seen so many problems. So when we are saying some of these things, it doesn't move you. But the children, they believe. And they are happy. Faith will make you a younger person. Genesis 18, 1 to 14. You listen. And the Lord appeared unto him, that's Abraham, in the plains of Mamre
And he sat in the tent door in the heat of the day.
Abraham.
And he lifted up his eyes and looked, and lo, three men stood by him. And when he saw them, he ran to meet them from the tent door and bowed himself towards the ground and said, "My Lord, if now I have found favor in thy sight, pass not away, I pray thee, from thy servant. May God not pass you by this morning in Jesus' name. Let a little water, I pray you, be fetched and wash your feet and rest yourself under the tree. And I will fetch a morsel of bread and comfort ye your hearts. After that, you can pass on. For therefore, I use your servants." And they said, "So do as thou hast said."
Okay, yeah, mommy.
And Abraham hastened into the tent unto Sarah and said, "Make ready quickly three measures of meal. Knead it and make cakes upon the heap." And Abraham ran unto the head and fetched a calf tender and good. And gave it unto a young man. And he hastened to dress it. And he took butter and milk and the calf which he had dressed. And set it before them. And stood by them under the tree. And they did eat. Listen. If a pastor had come to your house. I remember when we were young. A certain pastor used to come to our house. There were two things I didn't like about him. One, he chose to come on Wednesdays. And in those days, Wednesdays, you know, those days we didn't have DSTV and all those. So Wednesdays, they used to show Big League Soccer. Do you remember those days? Big League Soccer. So, and the man only came at the time that the premiership was about. They didn't even use call. They would use call Big League Soccer. He only came just when they are starting the matches. So me and my father were always angry with him. That didn't make me like him. The second reason I didn't like him was that even if we didn't have anything at home, my mother would still want to give the man food to eat. I remember one day my mother sent me to go and buy a shirt for the man. Fortunately, unfortunately, the man was a short man. So when I bought the shirt, blue striped shirt, and in those days, you know, that shirt that came, that they have some gold chain be here like that. So my mother said, "Go and buy it and go and give it to them. And then buy a shoe and add it to it." When I bought it, I looked at it. I said, "No way. This will not go to the pastor. Why should the pastor wear this?" So I told my mother, "I've given it to him, but I didn't give it to him. I wore it myself." Hey! May God not pay me back in the name of Jesus. But Abraham had made a nice meal for the pastor. And he would have said, "Hey! Why are you doing this for the pastor? Why are you doing this for the church?" Haven't you heard people who say that, "Why is your pastor driving this car and you are giving your offering?" How many have heard this before? You heard people saying, "How can I go to a church? The pastor is driving this car. The pastor has a plane. The pastor has this. The pastor has that." In my old school church, somebody brought pastors with planes. He had the gut to include Oyedepo on it. And you don't even know that this man has built universities. You don't even know, only because he's a pastor. You want to ridicule him. You think we're intelligent. You see, but you see, that's how human beings are. When it comes to God, we have everything to say. And when they ate, when they finished eating, verse 9, they said, "Where is Sarah, your wife?" After they finished eating, they were removing their teeth with toothpicks. And said, "Where is Sarah, your wife?" And he said, "Behold, in the tent."
And he said, that's the angel said, I will certainly return unto thee according to the time of life.
See,
there is something called the time of life, determined by God. You shall never lose your time of life. Bible says he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. And every season he shall bear the fruit of it. May you never lose any season in your life that you have to be fruitful. According to the time of life. Please, I just want to tell somebody, you are very sad. You think God has delayed. You think time has passed. But you see, God's time is not your time. It didn't say according to 2011.
One can say 2011. It
didn't say according to 2009. It said according to the time of life. When they went to call Jesus, that your friend Lazarus is dying. According to medical science, drones and ambulances should have arrived just on time.
Ambulance need drones and can
to give him blood and do everything according to normal time. Drones and all those should have arrived. But Bible says Jesus delayed. And then when he got there 4 days late, they said, if you had been here on time, if you had been here on time, if you had been here on time, your friend Lazarus would not have died. They didn't know that what they thought was late was Jesus' time. And I'm here to tell somebody today, where you think is late is God's time. It's God's time. Whatever God has said for your life, it shall come to pass in the name of Jesus. You shall marry. You have your children. You shall have your job. In the name of Jesus. God has his time. And that time will come in Jesus' name. So he said, where is your wife? Sit down. Where is your wife? He said, I will certainly return unto thee according to the time of life. And lo, Sarah, your wife, shall have a son. Listen. And Sarah had it in the tenth door, which was behind him. You see, some of you wives, when your husband gets visitors, then you'll be eavesdropping to see whether he's making plans to take you to Dubai or take you on a holiday or something like that. You thought I was going to say a bad thing. Whether he was making plans to do all those things for you. So Sarah was listening to what they were saying. And then Sarah heard that she will have a child. And the Bible says that when Sarah heard this at the tent door, which was behind him, number 10, and he said, I said they will turn on today according to time of life. Lo, Sarah, thy wife shall have a son. And Sarah heard it in the tent door, which was behind him. Now Abraham and Sarah were old. And were stricken in age. And he ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of women. Do you understand? Do you know how old Abraham was when this promise was made? How old was Abraham? About 99 years. The next year by this time. It was 75 years that he was made a promise. But this time, he said next year. So which means 99 years. Hey. And Sarah was about 90.
No, sir, we did about 90.
Do you know how a 90-year-old woman looks like?
90-year. How about we did 90? When you see the
her breast. It's like a fall, like booty falls. Have you seen a 100-year-old man before?
Abraham already 100 years.
And you are saying that Abraham and Sarah will have a child. Listen,
verse 12.
Therefore, Sarah laughed within herself, saying, after I am once old, shall I have pleasure? My Lord being old also. May you hear some promises of God that will make you question yourself. You yourself, you question yourself. After all this, can this happen? Is it possible? He said, after this, Sarah laughed. She said, I'm after I'm old, and then my Lord is also old, shall I have pleasure? Listen, Sarah didn't see sex as a duty. As a laborious thing. Sarah saw sex as pleasure. Hey!
Hey!
Eh? Some of you wives, when you get home, when you hear the word sex, that is why your migraine will come. My headache, my this. By the way, CNN reported that medical science have proved that one of the ways to heal headache, if you are married, is to have sex. Don't go and say, you are not married. Say, I have headache. I'm going to have
headache.
You are not married. You are not part of this research. You are not part of this research. But they said that the semen contains certain properties. Dr. Foley, what I'm saying, did you hear that? Did you hear about that thing? That it contains, the semen contains some medicinal properties that can heal headaches.
Are
you sure?
Yeah, yeah.
So have you told your wife that? So Sarah didn't see sex as anything bad.
See,
shall I have pleasure? It means that any time Sarah and Abraham met, they had pleasure. Tell it. You have to come for the Valentine's Day program. All couples, come for the Valentine's
Day.
There are some things. Some need parental guidance, so I can't say. Anyway, they are even watching the internet and doing so many things. So, she laughed. Said, can Abraham do anything?
Abraham, meet my baby.
99-year-old man. In those days, there were no Viagra. There were no Abevetonic. There were nothing. The one that they advertised on radio said that the other way I had one, we have forgotten.
Tavia. Tavia.
Tavia. Abrobebobo. Abrobebobo. Obadana. Joy daddy, me joy mommy. In those days, there was nothing like that.
No, she knew, sir.
There were no aphrodisiac for Abraham.
No, she knew her,
so Sarah was like,
Sarah said,
how is this going to happen?
He
can't even start anything. Let's go to 21, verse 2. Genesis 21, verse 2. Listen, after Sarah laughed and everything. For Sarah conceived. After your laughter. After your doubts. You shall conceive your miracle. You shall conceive your breakthrough. In the name of Jesus. And Sarah conceived. And bare Abraham a son in his old age. At the set time of which God has spoken
some
to you. At the set time,
oh, some
the man was old.
No, any, papa,
the woman was old.
Banus,
biologically, it shouldn't take place. Medically, she couldn't give birth. But according to the word of God, according to the set time, Abraham and Sarah had a baby.
Abraham and Sarah, munyaba.
May you have your child and your blessing in the name of Jesus. But listen to the key. What I wanted to tell you, Hebrews 11:11. That's what I want to tell you. This is the key to everything. All this one. Hebrews 11:11. Through faith. Through faith also, Sarah herself received strength to conceive and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. So the key here, let me tell you something very important. The key here is that he didn't tell you in Genesis that it was faith. But in Hebrews, God is letting us know how and why she delivered. By faith. But you know that when Sarah heard at first, she didn't believe. She laughed. So how come Sarah came to have faith? I already said, well, faith comes by what? Faith comes by word. Today you may laugh. But if you keep coming to church, what you don't believe can happen today. By next week, 2 weeks, you can have the faith to believe that it will happen. So I believe that when Sarah heard at first, she didn't believe truly. She didn't believe. But as Abraham kept talking to Sarah, that let's believe. God is faithful. Look at how we're so where he brought us. Look at all the breakthroughs we had. So Sarah started believing. Sarah started believing. And then faith came. And when faith came, one evening, Sarah told Abraham. Abraham was even asleep. Sarah woke him up.
Abraham.
I believe.
Mijidi.
I believe.
Mijidi.
Abraham said, you.
I said, oh yeah, oh yeah. No.
I believe.
I said, aye.
Then Abraham said, okay.
Abraham said, okay.
Let's go and bath. Sarah. Sarah. Let's go and bath.
I said, Sarah, you're good guy.
Those of you don't bath before you sleep. You don't bath before you sleep.
I'm paid to hear the mother.
How can you have pleasurable things? Sarah, let's go and bath.
I said, good guy.
When they were buffing. Then Sarah said, Abraham. Then. Hey!
Hey!
They were buffing. So I said, Abraham.
I said, hey, Abraham.
What am I seeing?
I said, this is son.
I didn't see this for a long time. Then when they finished, they went to the room. Sarah said, Abraham,
I say,
put up the light.
I said, Dumkaniano.
Abraham said, no.
I said, David.
Let's make it a nice atmosphere. So make it blue.
My blue.
And then by the time they realized, they were flowing. Abraham,
I said, hey,
it's happening.
It's you.
It's happening. 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 Hey! Sarah was shocked.
And yes, Sarah, I'm going on.
And Abraham was shocked.
Abraham, grab me
and
hang on.
And that was the first and the last. After that, they
went in here.
They went back to the normal life. By faith.
GDNT.
You see, faith made them receive strength for things that younger people do. This is there for people.
See,
faith made their age be reduced for about 15 years. Faith
GD
can do everything.
GD.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Believe God. Whatever is impossible in your life, when the spirit of faith comes, it shall be possible. You may not believe it today. And let me tell you something. If anybody had told me a year ago that this place would be like this, I would have asked him, how? I would have said, how? How? But by faith, we believed. And a year on, look at what the Lord has done. May that be your story in the name of Jesus. All those who are trying to build your houses, you bought your land, your foundation,
in
the name of Jesus. May you complete building your house in Jesus' name. May you not be old before you live in your own house. May you finish your house and live. May your children enjoy the roof in your house in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
May that anointing of the Lord, that the grace that enabled us to build this place, may it come upon you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Finally. Faith
GDA
will make you endure afflictions. Endure afflictions. You know, nobody told you that the road is going to be easy. It shall be rough, we know, and the road will be muddy and rough, but we'll get there. Heaven knows how we will get there. We know we will. You can change the key, one. Start. We are going. Heaven knows where we are going. We know we will. We will get there. Heaven knows how we will get there. We know we will. It will be hard, we know, and the road will be muddy and rough, but we'll get there. Heaven knows how we will get there. We know we will. Nobody told you that the road will be easy. Nobody told you. Christianity is not the absence of problems. Christianity is not the absence of trouble. Christianity is the ability to have faith. Even in the midst of difficulties, to still stand and serve the Lord. Hebrews. Chapter
11:25.
By faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter.
Okay, say, yeah, my friend is Pharaoh, but
choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God. Moses chose to suffer affliction. We are living in the time and the age that Christians no longer want to suffer affliction. Living in time of age that Christians don't want to suffer affliction. Christian woman doesn't care. Everybody has mobile phone.
Obi our phone.
I also want to get a mobile phone.
This is
a
mobile phone.
So instead of being ridiculed,
say
she would rather compromise. Or he would. That's why Christian men are doing all manner of businesses. Shady businesses. We don't know the difference between the Christian and the unbeliever. All the bad things unbelievers are doing, you're also doing some. If you have to suffer,
say break a crowd.
For a season, you have to go through it. It's part of Christianity. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Faith
GDA
will make you go through affliction. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Bible says that in 27, by faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king. For he endured as seeing him who was invisible. Charlie, we serve a living God. We need to believe God. Today it might be difficult, but just a little while, just have a little patience, God will do it for you. And finally, do you want to hear the final one? Should I tell you? Faith will make you overcome sin in your life. You have faith to believe God for money. You have faith to believe God for your healing. Have faith to believe God to overcome your sins. And pastor, this is the only man I have in my life. If I leave him,
What will I do again?
Then I met Menya.
Pastor, is your brother, would you like it? Is your sister, would you like it? What will I do?
Where then?
One day a lady came to me and she told me, I've finished my national service.
Maybe my national service.
Working in a very nice place. And the boss says, I will take you on.
And boss Nika said, oh, for me.
And she was very happy. Then one day she went to work. The boss says, go and make me Africa, every beverage is tea. So go and make me tea.
I say, oh, kwe tea, mame.
Tea to drink.
Yeah, tea.
Then she went to prepare the tea.
And no, kwe tea ni ba.
Then she came and put in the ideal milk.
And no, the ideal milk.
Then the boss said, no.
And opinion cast Debbie.
This is not the milk I'm asking. I'm talking about. So she was confused.
See,
I want another milk.
What's in the milk for?
So she was trying to see whether there was carnation.
It's not just a carnation or whoa.
There was cowbell.
And a cowbell.
Condensed milk.
And a condensed milk.
Or other milk around.
And a milk for be or.
So as she was looking around.
It's usher.
And this is a reputable company in this country.
Now where a company can see a
and the MD is so respected in Ghana.
And a MD for be brainy muno.
Shamefully.
Hang on.
Then the man pointed to her breast.
And insa etcher ni no for so.
I want this milk.
What's in me person milk we no for so.
Hey. Now the woman has turned into a cowbell.
See, an obana than a cowbell.
To produce milk. I want this milk.
I say milk win a mepe.
But thank God.
Now see the radiasi say.
Thanks be to God.
The radiasi say.
But this was a woman.
Say when your
who chose to suffer affliction.
Out me tina or how.
So she told him. Please,
Mr.
This milk.
Samuki.
It's not for everybody to drink.
And you'll be adi.
It is reserved.
You jar to her.
If you are not married, write on it reserved.
Say, don't worry, I throw two the answer reserved.
If you are married,
say, what worry,
write the owner's name on it.
Allowed.
That what?
Allowed. Allowed.
Hallelujah. And I tell you, I saw this girl struggle.
Me who obeys or pray.
That job would have come with a car.
Nkasa juma never man a car.
And other things.
Any name be more.
She didn't take it.
When
I saw her struggle.
Me who say no bread.
I saw her struggle.
Me who say say no bread.
But I didn't give her money.
My money is gone.
I didn't. I just said, look, you chose to serve Jesus.
Me say we now can say we Jesus be nante.
And God didn't tell you that it's going to be rosy all the time.
Me anka say we biya be bread.
God said by faith. Moses, he chose to suffer affliction. So, dear friend, your faith.
Ojidi.
What should make you overcome sin? One of the ways faith can make you overcome sin is
if
you believe in heaven.
Because
the Bible says, they will do such things shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Beloved, let's have the spirit of faith. And this year, your year of series of victories, you shall be part of the prophecy in the name of Jesus. If you believe, put your hands together for Jesus. Wow. Put your hands together for Jesus. Wonderful. For now, I just want you to bow down your heads and pray. Say, God, the words that I've heard, please, Father, I just want this word to be in my heart so that I'll be a doer of the word. It shouldn't just be one of those things that I always hear and don't do. But let me be a doer of the word that I've heard. Let me be a man or a woman of faith. Just pray. Ask yourself, the word will dwell in you and produce fruits in your life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Give you praise. Give you glory. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Wonderful. Now, if today is your very first time of coming here, you were invited not because probably of the Thanksgiving or about someone invited you and you came, or someone you brought someone to church
and
as well. You have to bring the person
And even as I preached also, it touched your heart. You want to give your life to Jesus. I want you to join all these ones and come to the front and we'll pray together. So if you're first of coming here today, can you give me a wave? Stand to your feet if you get, and come. And if you brought anybody to church, go to the person. Bring the person to church. Put your hands together for them. If you want to give your life to Jesus, also come. So please, if you came with a person, come and stand behind the person. If you invited a person, otherwise, wonderful. God bless you. Put your hands together for them. Put your hands together for them. Wow. God bless you, brothers. God bless you. God bless you. If your first time of coming here, someone invited you, came on your own, or you invited someone, the person has come, come with the person as well. Why don't you put your hands together for all these ones who are coming? More space here, more space here. Can I have somebody to help them? God bless you. 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 Now, those of you here, those of you, I want you to say this with me. After that, those who came as visited everything, they will sort you out. Let's all say this. Could I say, Dear Lord Jesus?
I said, Dear Lord Jesus.
Let's close our eyes and say, Dear Lord Jesus.
Dear Lord Jesus.
The congregation can join. I thank you for today.
I thank you for today.
I believe in the word I've heard.
I believe in the word I've heard.
And I believe in Jesus.
And I believe in Jesus.
That Jesus is the Son of God.
That Jesus is the Son of God.
I confess Jesus.
I confess Jesus.
As the Lord of my life.
As the Lord of my life.
Forgive me of all my sins.
Forgive me of all my sins.
Wash me with your blood.
Wash me with your blood.
And make me your child.
And make me your child.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
That from today.
That from today.
Just as I am.
Just as I am.
You have accepted me.
You have accepted me.
As your child.
As your child.
And I am yours.
And I am yours.
Forever.
Forever.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Pachomunka utri mundi mechika se radi Yesu. Medawase. So I Jimmy, Papa, Enne, Mede Makuma Mao, Miss Rao, Fami Bonin in our chemi, Natural Midin, I won't quam humanim, me fi Yesu, send me crajin quan, Medawase, so I am a body for fro,
so I am a body
Yesu Dean, Amen,
Amen,
Yamin Shamunina.
God bless you for listening to Active Word with Bishop Ishmael Sam. For copies of today's message or any other message by Bishop Sam, please contact us on 0277-533-108 or visit us at Loyalty House International, Abay, Dawenia. You can also send Bishop Sam an email at pastorishmael@yahoo.com. For prayer and counseling, you can contact us on 0277-533-108. You can also worship with us every Sunday in our powerful gathering service at 10 a.m. at the Loyalty House International, Abay, Dawenia. God bless you. Active Word.